This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones, aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because have we got an exciting show for you? Hoy, do we have an exciting show for you. Take it, Ken.
Well, we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which really says it. We are the Fanatic Organics. We're famous for that. And we'll never change. That's the way it is. And we have that magnificent Alive and Well, all kinds of wonderful organic products, combinations, proteins, nutrients, herbs, you name it. Unique, individual, organic, fabulous, and the greatest prices anywhere. Tremendous selection for you right there, hand in hand with our best buddy, our darling, our love at the Broth Cafe.
I thought your son was your darling, your love.
You know, I understand that, but there's always second place, okay? Anyway, Broth Cafe, Broad Spectrum, that's a magnificent, wonderful, delicious, organic restaurant that we have right there. And whatever your particular choice in this area, if you're vegan or vegetarian, or you love wild fish without chemicals, or you like organic chicken or organic meats, all those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. And also, we express our gratitude, and it's present every moment of my life, honestly, every waking moment, to the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we get the organic produce that is brought in, locally grown, and high concentration juice. We have a very high concentration juicer there, only bottled in glass, all of that there. And the vegetables I've chopped up and cooked, salads and made in part of the soup, whichever the choice is, it's all there. And we are so thrilled to be able to do that and to provide that for you. And are you going to talk about bubbly water?
If you stop talking, I'll start talking about bubbly water.
You have a thing. It's one of the things that's native. And you don't know that after all these years?
What?
Women talk.
Huh? What?
Men are supposed to listen, but they don't often do that, right, dear? As well as they don't.
Well, I give a pretty good. I always give a pretty good impression of listening.
Yeah. But that's, plugs in your ears, dear.
I'm like,
that's okay. But beside that, please go on and talk.
Well, I would have spoken up earlier, but I was too busy slurping the Vortex water. We have a bottle of water with us during the program, and we nurse it during the show. But it is Vortex, the hydrogen and the oxygen in tap water, in stored water, starts to settle like old people. They settle. They don't really exercise, don't get out and move around. But the Vortex machine, that we have in the store, not only does it purify the water, extra filtration of the water, but the Vortex machine spins the water around like crazy and reactivates the hydrogen and the oxygen molecules of what creates water. So when that activated water gets into your bloodstream, you become activated. And the bloodstream works a lot better, and the brains work a lot better, and your little toes starts to wiggle, and you say, my God, that water's fantastic. Well, that's what it is. It's remarkable water. It's right there at the store. We have the Vortex machine and the extra filtration. We reactivate the water, and you get it. Bring in your glass bottles, preferably glass, but if the container is very large, of course, you can't carry the weight of the glass. But bring in your 1 gallon, half gallon, 10 gallon, 5 gallon, whatever container you have, and fill it up with the Vortex hyper oxygenated and hydrogenated real watery water.
Right. And remember that this is so important, because I can't believe this is one of the most famous people in history. In 1938, this famous medical doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest award that they give, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly any disease, not even cancer, can arise. That had been supported by so many different medical studies throughout the years. And this parameter also, in this oxygen-rich milieu, supported in Vortex water, maximize oxygen content, and the pH of the Vortex is way higher. without the chemicals. It's got the structure of the water, detoxification, elimination of pollutants, cell availability, saving energy, you name it. It's all kinds of wonderful things.
You named it, and I couldn't have done better.
Really? You're actually admitting it. And you know,
I'm admitting.
And you know what I have to say? We have to realize that what we eat makes all the difference. And even the local newspaper carrying it about that nothing was like the broth cafe at Alive and Well. And here's some of the broth specials description that we want to share with you. Aloha from the broth cafe at Alive and Well. They have fresh new specials, nourishing, delicious, organic, and crafted with aloha. And they have calm currants smoothies. There's a lot of different things, but that's a blend of organic, locally grown coconut milk, mango, banana, kava, ashwagandha, and organic blue spirulina. It's a perfect way to unwind and reset. They make it right there for you at Broth Cafe. They have what they cook is the herbalicious smoothie. And again, refreshing mix of organic strawberries, cucumbers, mint, moringa, chia seed, vibrant, uplifting, plant-powered organic goodness. And one of the things I think I've shared before, but because of my Jewish background, and again, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the bagels that my father had when he had the deli there and met my mother. But that's another story.
That's a long story.
Yes. So the bagels, which was part of growing up Jewish, but they have the Maui bagel specials. And the thing about the bagels, even there, the bagels are 100% organic, locally made in upcountry Maui, and they're only available in other places just Saturday at the farmer's market. But they're every day available, and even they're frozen if you want to take home, but they're fresh. They're making the wonderful bagel specials 100% organic with wild smoked salmon, organic cucumbers, cream cheese, sprouts, all the savory goodness. And the
that is served at the broth.
That's served at the broth.
Okay.
They do a terrific all-organic strawberry bit banana bagel and with a nut twist. And, you know, all of these different things and the even rewards program to earn points for every purchase and earning free wonderful things at the Broth Cafe. All of that's available at the Broth Cafe. Okay?
Did I get an award?
Can you get an award?
Did I get it? Are you a brother?
You are my brother at my heart.
Yeah,
in my heart, you are my brother. And it could be a broth or brother.
But I should get an award because of all that I eat at the broth.
You bet, darling. It's so delicious and completely organic and so important when we, again, hardly a day goes by. But again, this week, just yesterday, on the news station, regular news coming out that the head specialist talking about how we have so many chemicals and poisons in our food that we have the highest cancer rate. American Health Assessment is that in the chronic disease crisis, and what they attribute the chronic disease crisis is all the chemicals and all the poisons.
How many years have we been sharing this information?
Before there was even the health specialist in the top part of the government reporting about this. And yet it's still being reported and people are still doing it, talking about all
the food manufacturers are still doing it.
That's right.
And the drug companies are still putting out COVID drugs, which are killing people.
That's exactly right.
And the whole food ingestion procedure, commercial procedures, are designed for the maximum profits of the purveyor of those products. They're not designed for your health.
No.
They're not designed for your well-being. They're designed for a better bottom line for the producer of that product. And that finally is coming to light, thank goodness, because of Robert Kennedy.
That's what he was bringing
up. And Health and Human Services revamping and reestablishing, reorganizing the FDA so that the FDA doesn't take orders from the drug cartel, but from what is real science, and that is to eat natural substances.
Free of the chemicals, because just as they all report, not just RFK, that our life expectancy, any country on the planet, we are the lowest life expectancy due to all the chemicals and poisons.
And do you have any other information there about the increase in heart disease, the increase in cancer?
All of the different ways, in all of the different ways we have, there are major reports we're going to get to, but I wanted to preface this. That these poisons are poisoning our bodies of water. They're poisoning in every different way, and talk a little bit about one other thing, okay?
And the god-awful vaccine programs for youngsters. It's phenomenal. By the time a kid is 8 years old, they should have about 26 different vaccines. Can you believe such an atrocity? Because, as you know, vaccines are drugs, and they do have consequential negative side effects, and that is that the disease rate for kids is astronomical compared to what it was when I was a kid. After how many years ago? Anyway,
okay, had one of the things that you are saying right here, and he and just part of what he was reporting, he's saying that Big Pharma, and this is they all backed up with facts. Big Pharma spends billions of dollars lobbying Congress more than any other industry to ensure that drugs remain the default solution. Natural and preventive approaches are sidelined.
We put that first part of the sentence.
Big Pharma spends billions lobbying.
Who are they lobbying? The authorities who supposedly are in control of our health programs. Why do they do that? Because the authorities don't know from science. But the drug companies say, well, this is the science. We've got the science. We've got the cure. We've got, and the authorities who don't have the background in nutrition, who don't have the background in creating life in every cell in your body, say, oh, yeah, okay, all right, okay. Keep this in mind. 9 of the last 10 heads of the Food and Drug Administration, when they retire, and they retire earlier than age 65, they go to the drug companies as consultants. Why do they go to the drug companies? Would they have a new office, the corner office of them on the 15th floor of whatever building it is, and with all kinds of benefits and all kinds of rewards? Why do they do that? Because it's more profitable than working for the government. If you work for the drug company, you make more money than you do if you work for the government.
Right.
That's where they end up.
That's it.
Now, how is that decision reflective of what their whole policy has been while they've been in the government office?
Yes.
It's always in deference to the drug cartel.
And that's what they're reporting here. And that was in the news. And RFK is the loudest whistleblower, as they've said. And what they're saying, government dietary guidelines have long been shaped, this is a quote, by agribusiness giants promoting toxic processed foods while downplaying the benefits of organic, whole, natural nutrition, say the specialists.
Yeah.
Public health policies ignore the root cause of disease, focusing on symptom management instead of tackling the environmental and lifestyle factors, making America sicker by the day and loaded with these toxins. And the result, a system that keeps people dependent on costly treatments instead of empowering them with knowledge to take control of their health. And we have said for many years, take back your health.
That's the name of the game, folks.
And
nutrition, again, let me ad nauseum, of course, you've probably heard this many times, but the drug cartel and the food industry is out for their own bottom line, their own profit margin. And to do that, they'll cut every corner in the world to try to increase sales with all kinds of synthetic add-ons or deletions to increase their profit margin, but not to increase your health. Food is needed by your body to build health. Every cell in your body, microscopic though it may be, needs nutrients. It does not need the drugs or the food colorings or the preservatives or the conditioners or the flavorings. All the junk that's added to food to make you buy it, to entice you and your eye appeal and your from eye appeal to palate satisfaction procedure to buy the junk. Nutrients create life in every cell. Drugs do not. Drugs reduce symptoms, and that's highly desirable in many instances, but they're not the cure,
no,
as what so many holistic physicians have said for years.
And, you know, I want to go and divert to something, and a beautiful book that, along with him, many, many years ago, my very much older brother, Larry Feit, who he was from Florida at the time, you know, and he walked the beaches and he walked the beaches and he walked the beaches. That was his love and part of his great passion, and even calling himself a Florida beach poet. Whatever the beach is, though, one of the things that really disturbed my brother as he was writing all of his poems and things was what was happening to the beach with the toxic chemicals that were being ingested in the food supply and poisoning the waters in every other conceivable way. So in his book, he wrote here, and he entitled this poem, my brother Larry Feit wrote this many, many years ago, Rape of the Beach, his title. Whether it's Florida or whether it's Maui, well, whatever the beach is and wherever it is, this is what is happening. And it was happening years ago. Rape of the Beach, he wrote. And I'm quoting my brother Larry. We've tamed the earth and leveled it clean. We're fruits of the age run by the machine. The beach forbids the rape of man. It will go wherever it can to keep itself safe from his grasp that poisons like the sting of asp. And yet the ocean sheds its tears. And as for me, I have my fears that toxins poured upon the waves soon bring sea life to watery graves. Man, oh man, why can't you see? Death to the beach is death to me, and also you, for we are part of all that's here. It breaks my heart. The beach, I hear her crying too. The future now depends on you. This is the lesson that I teach. You're Don Quixote of the beach.
Bless his heart.
And he was writing long ago about the toxins and the poisons, and I remember him so very.
What a guy.
Well, what a guy he was. He's very much my older brother. So he wrote that, but that was a.
And if you could just place your body and your health and your lifestyle in place of the word beach.
Right.
All the chemicals are going into the beach, into the water, into our environment, go into you. You end up eating and going by the rules of the food and drug industries because you consume what they produce. Get back to something that's without the chemicals, without the colorings, without the flavorings, without the conditioners, without all the tripe and the promo and the baloney that you see in advertising and promotion of a product. Get back to real life. Real life nutrients rebuild every invisible cell in your body, and every cell is invisible by itself.
Right.
But life, nutrients, create new cells, energetic cells. Just like oxygen you need for your to breathe. You breathe because you need oxygen, okay?
You know,
well, when the air is full of mercury and lead and aluminum, like the government wants to spray the skies with, you have compromised lung function. You have complications. Why? Because you're not designed to eat or breathe or ingest in any way, shape, or form mercury or aluminum or lead or anything else the government puts up in the air to reflect the dangerous sun rays back into space, because the sun is going to give you cancer. Look out. You're going to get cancer. Oh, don't go in the sun. Yeah.
Okay. You know,
anyhow, you get the picture.
Dr. Mercola is reporting what was just came out of the New York Times, what's really in your morning bowl of cereal. This just came out. A new study shows many popular breakfast cereals in the U.S. are becoming far less healthy. Between 2010 and 2023, cereals added far more sugar, toxic fats, and other chemicals while cutting down on protein and fiber and nutrition. These changes are very concerning, since many children eat these cereals every day, full of coloring, flavoring, texturizers, and all types of poisons. Researchers looked, this is medical researchers, looked at over 1,200 cereal products. They found that these toxic fats that we have talked about so often rose dramatically and sugar off the charts. At the same time, helpful nutrients like organic fiber and protein completely dropped. Experts say that many cereal boxes still make health claims, but the ingredients don't match in any way. Health leaders say the cereal aisle can be confusing for parents. They recommend choosing real, whole, organic foods, organic eggs, organic fruit, all of that. As schools start offering healthier meals, experts hope that food companies will do the same for families at home.
And you know something else? That's disgusting. The food manufacturers are limited with what foods they can export to other countries. Other countries have strict limitations, or more strict limitations, on the chemicals, the flavorings, the conditioners, and preservatives that are allowed on the market. So the food manufacturers, which put unlimited amounts of those toxins in American food, when they export their product to Canada or to Europe or to any other country, the other countries say, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. So what do the food manufacturers do? They change it. They take out some of the poisons. They still have poisons in them. They still have the toxins. They still have the negative ingredients, but not to the extent that they have in the American market, because the American government allows you to put in more toxins and more conditioners and more flavorings and more of all the junk in the world. But not the nutrient. They don't dwell on nutrient content, but they blow up the big promo advertising campaign to make you think you're getting the nutrients and you're getting yummy, yummy taste, but you're not getting the life support system of food.
Right. And people don't think anything about taking in these chemicals and these sugary drinks. This was out in the news again this month. Okay. It reported in Newsmax that sugary drinks are the worst for cardiac health. And that was the latest medical research.
One of the major contributions to cardiac ill health.
And that's what it says.
Yeah.
A Swedish medical study found that these sugary drinks significantly raise the risk of serious cardiovascular disease, including strokes, heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. And then they go on to say that sugary drinks are linked to millions of heart disease and diabetes cases. A study from Tufts University, America, okay, medical university, found that 2.2 million cases of type 2 diabetes and 1.2 million cases of cardiovascular disease are due to the consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. Sugary beverages cause a spike, that's a huge rise, in blood sugar levels while offering little, if no, nutritional value.
And sugar creates inflammation.
And regular consumption leads to weight gain, insulin resistance, and a host of metabolic issues, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, two of the world's leading causes of death.
And as I mentioned, sugar creates the inflammation. Why do diabetics go blind? Why do diabetics have the most incidence of mental disease, of anxiety and depression, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, all the diseases in the world? Why? Because sugar creates the inflammation, which is the fire in every cell in your body. Your brain cells, your eye cells, your heart cells, your liver cells, your little toe cells, all are inflamed with sugars and the synthetic chemicals and the junk that's in the food. So what does that inflammation, what does it burn? Well, it burns up the nerves of the eyes. And that's why diabetics have more incidence of blindness than anybody else. It burns up the brain. That's why they have more ALS, all kinds of mental, emotional problems than anybody else. It's the inflammation created by the chemicals and the sugar is primarily, along with the omega-6 fatty acids, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. All those pure vegetable oils create inflammation, and inflammation is an inferno in your brain and in your heart.
Yes, you know, a lot of the things that we see in the news, and not that I'm going to go back into that too strongly, but and the promotion of certain types, I'm going to give this to you, Den, to read, the promotion of certain types of medical treatments for a chronic and widespread condition. And this is Dr. David Brownstein, MD, reporting this in the news. And he calls it reading between the medical headlines. And I want you to read what Dr. Brownstein reports.
Would I ever?
Go right ahead.
Okay, Dr. Brownstein, thank you very much. The title of the article is Complications Caused by Prostate Cancer Therapy.
Medical.
You get this?
Yes.
That the cancer therapy for your prostate creates what? Well, listen up. Here it comes. A study of 29,196 men that appeared in the November 2024 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association publication called Oncology evaluated the long-term complications of treatment for prostate cancer in older males compared with the general population of older males who did not have the cancer. 12 years after treatment, the authors found a 623% increase in urinary and sexual complications after the prostate surgery, and a 176% increase from radiation therapy in prostate cancer patients compared to untreated subjects. Furthermore, there was a threefold, and it wasn't due to the cancer, it was due to the therapies. Furthermore, there was a threefold increase in risk of bladder cancer in those treated with radiotherapy, and alarmingly, there was a 100 times increase of radiation-specific outcomes, including cystitis, which is painful air inflammation of the bladder wall, and proctitis, the inflammation of the rectum lining. All with the scientific technique of dealing with prostate cancer. Those are the side effects of what they can do, but holistic physicians say otherwise. And holistic physicians have found ways of helping with prostate cancer and any cancer in your body much more efficiently without the terrible side effect.
That's right. And, you know, I applaud the medical doctors, again, like McCullough reporting medical trials. Medical research trials, and he's reporting, MD, that the biological damage begins with chronic inflammation. And he says chemical additives, including emulsifiers, artificial sweeteners, harm the gut microbiome, sparking inflammation throughout the body. This damages arteries, weakens immunity, says the doctor, and raises the risk of blood clots and arterial plaques, quote medical trials. Processed food consumption floods the body with free radicals. That's terrorists.
Inflammatory.
Right. Which harm DNA and weaken cell membranes. It accelerates aging, mental decline, and heart disease. The medical search proved that moderate but consistent exposure builds up year after year, undermining your health, accelerating aging and disease. Every processed snack, says the doctor, soda, or frozen meal adds to cumulative harm. And he says all the studies make it clear that these ultra-processed foods are not harmless. They are directly contributing to heart disease, stroke, memory decline, and even early death. He says switch to organic foods as the foundation of every meal. He goes on to say organic vegetables and fruits, wild-caught fish, grass-fed organic beef and organic eggs, vegetable, all this thing. Ditch the sodas that artificially sweetens beverages completely. And he, my God, plan your good foods. And he says, how do ultra-processed foods affect my heart health? Chronic inflammation, and they raise blood pressure.
And chronic inflammation is the creator of all disease. ALL in capital letters is of disease, is of every wave, shape, and form of ill health, is created by a chronic state of inflammation. That's fire, folks. And when you realize how, just imagine, try to picture an invisible cell. You can't, what is that? I can't invisible cell. I don't know what a cell looks like. Well, Inflammation knows what a cell looks like, and inflammation destroys microscopic little cells. And those little cells, an accumulation of little dead cells, causes irregular health development. Irregular health development can be heart disease or cancer, or you name the disease. It's always, say, holistic physicians, always created by chronic inflammation.
That's right.
And that's what those drugs and chemicals and all the crap that's in the food, they all create the inflammation.
And that's what the doctor reports about these ultra-processed foods. Just like you said, chronic inflammation, they contribute to 38% of heart disease deaths because of the inflammation, 100,000 new cases annually. And they said that these ultra-processed foods harm the brain. And the doctor reports, yes, medical research shows much higher risk of cognitive impairment. Your brain goes, increased risk of stroke, all of that, to this type of food consumption. Processed meat products, say the doctor, are the most dangerous, like hot dogs, chemical sausages, deli meats, raising the risk of neurodegenerative death by 43%.
And now,
all-cause death by at least 13%.
My God. Now they're creating fake meat.
That's right.
Phony meat. Don't buy real grass-fed beef or wild venison or any wild salmon. Eat the laboratory-created phony meat. Why? Well, a good thing's a protein. We're going to get you need the protein from the meat. No, what it's giving you is more chemicals, more man-made synthetics, more laboratory creations, which do not support life.
No. That's right. And when you're talking about supporting life, what gets super high on the list, especially as I get much more aware of that as we get older. And I think that I've been just one of hosts and hosts and hosts.
Well, I'm not going to get older. I want you to know that.
Dr. Al Sears reporting about how this tremendous discovery is so powerful that NASA used it as this leading, they call rocket fuel for the brain. But again, Dr. Sears is reporting that this new discovery is so powerful, it multiplies your mitochondria by 55% in just a few weeks, and the equivalent of restoring decades of lost brain power. That's what quote from Dr. Sears, MD, bringing you back to 20 or so years you're on. This exciting nutrient, says the doctor, called PQQ, pyriloquinol quinone.
Pyriloquinol quinone. Say it again, Leo. No, not quinolone. Pyriloquinoline quinone.
Pyriloquinoline quinone.
There you go.
Okay. Is the driving force behind a revolution anti-aging. It has the power to reverse age-related memory losses you may have thought were beyond your control, says the doctor, and science confirms the many benefits. The medical journal Biochemical Pharmacology reports that PQQ is 5,000 times more efficient in anti-aging energy production than anything else that's ever been tried.
That's amazing. It's
Can
amazing.
You talk more about pyriloquinol and quinone brain power?
And brain power, it says it all. We have a product in the store which is high-potency pyriloquinol and quinone, and it is the highest potency of any pyriloquinol and quinone product on the market. Most products and purveyors of the product give you 4 milligrams or 10 milligrams. Alive and Well Brain Power product gives you 40 milligrams of pyriloquinol and quinone in each and every capsule, along with alpha-lipoic acid, which is a remarkable anti-inflammatory cell rejuvenator. The two components working together, the PQQ, the pyriloquinol and quinone, and the alpha-lipoic acid, create new mitochondria components in every cell in your body, but especially your brain and central nervous system and your eyes and your heart. I've said this before. Maybe you're tired of hearing it, but let me just say it one more time. A brain cell is invisible. You can't see an individual brain cell. But a neuron, one neuron in your brain, contains innumerable numbers of mitochondria. Innumerable because they can't count them all. They say perhaps up to 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible neuron cell. What? What a miracle you are. Because those 10,000 tiny little microscopic pieces of poof create energy for that one neuron cell. And that builds a healthy brain. Put them all together. It's about a 2.5-pound piece of meat between your ears. It's called a brain. And that brain controls everything in your entire anatomy. It controls your breathing rate. It controls your heart rate. It controls everything. Every emotion you ever felt in your life comes from where? Your brain. And the pyridoquinoline quinone creates new brain cells. At my age, my brain is considerably old, and any regeneration of mitochondria without the pyridoquinoline quinone is as old as I am. But if you want younger brain cell recreation, say holistic positions, you want to use the pyridoquinoline quinone because that gives you youthful, more youthful than your present annual age, new mitochondria, which regenerates life in your brain. The same functions happen in your heart. A heart cell has up to 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every heart cell. And the pyridoquinoline quinone helps there as well, along with the cardio coenzyme Q10, which is the finest Q10 product in the market, and acetyl-L-carnitine, and the alpha-lipoic acid. Those all create new mitochondria, youthful mitochondria. So your brain starts to come alive again. You start to think, you start to create, you start to remember. All the natural functions that you had in the younger years come back, flooding back into your consciousness, into your lifestyle, and you feel one heck of a lot better than you did before. And you don't fumble around with numbers quite so much, or with names quite so much, or with remembering the routine of the day quite so much. Because your life is functioning again, your brain and your heart and your whole, every cell in your body is functioning in a more youthful manner with the new youthful mitochondria creation.
Right. And the thing to do that is actually, there's a black box warning on it, and they're prescribed right across the country statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs. And the black box says creates brain dysfunction, cognitive impairment, and diabetes, and robs the body. It shoots up the blood sugar and robs the body of cardio Q10, which it has to have in order to pump, shoots up. And though many diabetics prescribe the very thing that they're doing, and here's the doctor's reports on it, exactly report and published in the American Journal of Cardiology, all of this here, that cholesterol is a crucial component of cell membranes.
It's the brain.
And a precursor to many important hormones, okay? It's a vital part of our biology. Cholesterol plays a key role in brain function, hormone production, vitamin D synthesis. The conventional advice, say the doctors, to lower cholesterol levels to prevent heart disease is based on flawed studies. This included research like the Framingham Heart Study. That's huge, huge. Linked high cholesterol to increased cardiovascular risk. As a result, millions of people prescribed statins and told to follow low-fat diets. However, the research has challenged this simplistic and absolutely incorrect view. And would you please read this, please? The cholesterol paradox, about the lies being exposed, the cholesterol paradox.
Let me get this. You got to hear this story. This is word for word by the real science, not the drug science, not the drug industry science, in quotes, but the real cholesterol paradox. It's another intriguing discovery. In many cases, individuals with low cholesterol levels actually had worse health outcomes than those with high cholesterol levels. A finding that flies in the face of long-held misbeliefs about cholesterol and health. As noted in a 2023 scientific review, quote, on average, patients with a total cholesterol level of 232 milligrams per deciliter had a 25% higher survival rate than those with a total cholesterol level of only 193 milligrams per
deciliter. A huge survival rate over those with lower cholesterol. Are we kidding?
Who and the other folks were suffering from heart failure with a low cholesterol level. A total cholesterol level under 200 milligrams per deciliter is generally preferred by what? By the pharmaceutical industry and the doctors who are indoctrinated in that mindset. Okay. Though these expected results raise important questions about how we assess cardiovascular risk and whether current treatment guidelines are appropriate for all populations, says the doctor. Clearly, the relationship between cholesterol and health isn't nearly as straightforward as we once thought. Just say no to statins.
Say the doctors, the holistically minded doctors, and according to, and again, the black box warning has to be put on the drug itself, and the black box is the worst and most serious warning that it causes dementia and diabetes, heart failure, you name it, all of that.
That's right, because cholesterol is not the villain. The brain needs cholesterol. When you take cholesterol lowering drugs, say holistic physicians, the brain suffers and all kinds of brain central nervous system functions start to degrade the longer you're on the anti-cholesterol drugs.
That's right.
What causes the heart disease is not the cholesterol, say holistic physicians, but it's the hardening of the arteries. It's the hardening of the capillary. Again, capillaries are tiny little microscopic passageways of blood and nutrients. And when you burn those up, when they become hardened and rigid and closed off, you don't get the nutrients to your brain and your eyes that you need. So what happens? That those functions start to diminish. The doctor says, I personally would never take or prescribe a statin drug. Apart from failing to derail the rising trend of heart disease, he says, the drugs also put you at greater risk of certain conditions.
Right.
And he includes the myopathy, which is individual thinking.
The destruction of the heart muscle.
Yeah. Individuals taking statin drugs experience muscle pain or weakness. These muscular, and the heart is a muscle.
Yes.
It's a blood pump.
It has to have the CardioQ10 to pump. And even the... Yes, go ahead, dear.
The cholesterol drugs weaken this heart muscle.
And here's the medical report also about Lipitor. Best-selling medications make billions while diseases persist and worsen. Lipitor, a cholesterol-lowering drug, has made over $150 billion in sales, say the doctor. Yet heart disease remains the leading cause of death, insulin costs climb, and type 2 diabetes, largely preventable, is soaring with those other things that are being prescribed.
That's right.
So
it's called sarcopenia. Cholesterol drugs create sarcopenia, which is what? Breakdown of muscle tissue. Breakdown, weakening of your arms, your legs, your heart, which is a muscle. It weakens the muscle of the heart. Then you've got to have other drugs, say the pharmaceutical company, to keep your heart going. Holistic physicians say just the opposite. It's inflammation created by the cholesterol drugs that destroys the integrity of every cell in your body. The nutrients help to renew every cellular function in your body as long as you're here, all right? And the type 2 diabetes increase, the 2024 Lancet Medical Journal study confirmed that statin drugs increase diabetes risk, with high-intensity statins raising the risk by 36%. So the higher your dose of statin drugs, the more inclined you are to have, among other side effects, 36% greater diabetes. Cataracts. Statin drugs increase cataract risk by interfering with cholesterol biosynthesis in the lens epithelium. Again, cholesterol is very important for your brain. Cholesterol is very important for your eyes. Your body needs cholesterol, but by taking the cholesterol drugs, you deprive the very cells that need rejuvenation. And that's one study found that a 2% coronary artery disease patients underwent cataract surgery during a 3-year follow-up period. And it says to read more up here in this article, statin raised glaucoma risk. Pancreatic cancer. Long-term use of anti-cholesterol drugs, 5 years or more, is linked to the increased risk of pancreatic cancer. The statin drugs deplete your coenzyme Q10 levels as they work to block out the HMG coenzyme A reductase in your liver, which is how they reduce cholesterol. But HMG coenzyme A also produces cardio-CoQ10. However, your body requires cardio-CoQ10 as it's an essential mitochondrial nutrient that facilitates adenosine triphosphate production. So, and when you get the cardio-CoQ10 at Alive and Well, it is the highest quality, the purest form, the most effective, efficient form of CoQ10 you could ever buy, you could ever put into your anatomy, your body, and your heart and your brain, every cell in your body. And it says, by impairing your mitochondrial function, the doctor says, statin drugs affect any number of health problems. As without well-functioning mitochondria, your risk for chronic disease increases significantly.
Right. So all of those things are so important. We have reports of the top cardiologist, heart surgeon, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, talking about nutrients are the ways to help in all of these different aspects rather than take the key nutrients that support healthy blood flow and circulation. And he says he uses only, he talks about how scientists receive the Nobel Prize for nitric oxide, for nutrients that relaxing arteries. And the type of things that he says are so good for you are alpha lipoic acid, the B vitamins, vitamin D3, magnesium, vitamin C. He's talking about what nutrients can do for you. So when you want to focus on what you need, instead of taking things that harm you in so many ways, take the nutrients. Forget the chemicals. You can make that decision, and you can make that decision. Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you. And all you do, it's an easy number, 877-4950, 877-4950. And all you'd call that, you can have, I'm late. I don't have a whole lot of time to eat at the, yes, you do, because we can have everything ready for you. Wonderful smoothies, the organic, everything organic, the terrific dishes. Great prices, comfortable, terrific setting, and we could have it all ready for you. Oh, you're having a party? Don't give chemicals and poisons to the ones you love and your friends at your party. Do the great nutrients. We'll have it all ready for you or any one of the other services.
And when you want the highest quality, most effective natural therapies, using cardio-CoQ10 is the finest CoQ10 in the world. And the pyriloquinolanequinone with alpha-lipoic acid is the most effective form of getting pyriloquinolanequinone for your brain, for your eyes, for all the good stuff that makes you alive and well.
And remember, when you're hearing Alive and Well on our radio show, that we have new timings, so it's new each week. But it is heard 3 times. It's repeated 3 times. Whatever's good for you. 3 p.m. on Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 a.m. on Sundays. That's 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. So it is repeated. Then it's new, the final in the next week. But remember to listen. Tell your friends to listen. Bring your loved ones together and listen, because Alive and Well is 1,000% there for you, and we are there for you. Dennis and Mona are not doctors. Don't pretend to be double people on or off medications, doctor's area. But we love to share great information. Make an appointment, and there's no charge, one, Dennis, or with Mona.